Chris McNulty, the final countdown, a national final in the offing, so great buzz about the club.
Oh, there's been a great buzz, Chris, about the club since we won the semi-final. Like, you know, you were here at it and you see that immediate emotion after the semi-final. But even like that has now seeped through for the last couple of weeks. Like, and people in the club, young and old, are just buzzing for it. Look, national finals don't come around often. Like, as you know from covering Donegal soccer over the last 30 years, Chris, these chances appear like hen's teeth. And for a club like Bunnagh United to be here for the first time, like I've said this now for quite a while, it's a club that belongs on the national stage. You know, even outside of the football teams, what they have here in terms of structure, in terms of facilities and everything else, it's a football club that belongs on a national stage, and we're only just delighted to be the team to take them there.
And when you get to a final, the excitement, the occasion, the nerves, at the end of the day, you want the players to come off the pitch to have given 100%, to have done everything they can, and hopefully the title is there.
Yeah, like I say to them every day they go out, if they come back into the dressing room and look in the mirror and say, look, I've given my all, that's all we can ask. Like there is a danger in finals where, you know, players can maybe play the occasion and stuff, but I think our group now has gone beyond that because we've been in a lot of big games. We've also got the benefit of a lot of experienced players that have been on big stages before. And of course there's young players and there's people in the dressing room that haven't been there, but That's going to be the case in any dressing room, you know. But the experience that we have and stuff, we'll see it through. Like, we have to treat this, Chris, like any normal game. All right, there's a huge, huge prize at the end of it. But it's still at the end of the day, 90 minutes against another opponent. And if we just focus on ourselves like we've done in the run-up to now, you know, I'd be quite confident that we can give a good account of ourselves.
Sometimes when you're young and you get to a final, you think, oh, well, this is going to be the norm. I'm going to get to lots of finals. You have to make the most of the occasion because some of these players, well, they may never get to a final again. This is such a big game.
Oh, Chris, it's huge. Like, and you're right, you know, these chances, this chance might never for this group of players come around again. We have to go and make the most of it. Like, you know, the one thing that you don't want is to be coming up the road with regret. You know, you go out, you give your all, there's nothing more that you can give on any given day. And I'm always confident about this team, that they will perform to the best of their abilities. But look, the reality is there's a final there. Finals are there to be won. Like, nobody really remembers the runners-up in finals or nothing like that. But we just have to go out, give a good account of ourselves. And finals as well, Chris, they're funny because, like, you can get a refereeing decision, you can get a bounce of the ball, a kick of the ball goes wrong. Like, they're funny games sometimes, finals, and can be decided by little moments that are maybe out of the ordinary. And maybe that comes down to, you know, a team being nervous or taking their eye off a certain ball or something. But, you know, we just have to be as well prepared as we can now going into it and ensuring that that happens.
You have to instill a belief in a team that they can do it. And, you know, over the years, sometimes against teams from Dublin, oh, they're the big team, whatever. But these guys have nothing to fear. And they know, you know, they can do it. Just because you're from Donegal doesn't mean there should be any inferiority. And we look at the national team and Amber Barrett and Kira Grant. You know, Donegal is right up there.
Yeah. And that applies across a lot of sports, Chris. And I do think sometimes teams and sports people from here, they sort of use that nearly as an immediate excuse. Like, oh, we're playing a team from Dublin. But at the end of the day, the two teams are the two teams. And I think teams from here and sports people from here should be going to stages like this with more confidence. You know, take this squad that we have. It's a damn good squad of players. It's a squad of players that has earned the right to be on this stage. It's a squad of players that's shown it's capable of being on this stage. So why shouldn't we go down? And, you know, people say sometimes going into finals like that, you know, maybe shouldn't say things like this. I don't buy that at all because I think we're in the final on merit. We have earned the right to be here. And why shouldn't we, Bunnagh United from County Donegal, be saying, look, we're here and we belong here. It's the exact same, Chris, as sports people in any field, and we're lucky in Donegal that we have a lot of them, that go to international stages. And you see the people who aren't fazed, you see the people who believe in themselves. Those people, of course, also have the work done as a base. But you're right, there's no reason that we should be going down here with any inferiority complex at all. We're here because we belong here.
And tell me, the game's nearing the end of a match, like, how important is it that the girls can just keep digging in and never giving up? Because, as you say, you know, it could be a break, a mistake or something, and you capitalize on it, and that can be the difference.
Absolutely. Like, the semi-final was probably, you know, probably showed that in a way. Like, the game was 1-1, it's finally poised, and it's, for all intents and purposes, heading to penalties. And we on the sideline were actually readying ourselves for penalties. We had a couple of moments during the game, and you think, oh, that was it now. That's our chance, if you like. You come into extra time, we had one early in extra time. Then, you know, we had a couple at the other end that we sort of, you know, we lived dangerously for a couple of moments. And then 3 minutes from the end, ball drops to Caitlin Fletcher. She had a bit of work to do with it, but she seized the moment. She seized the moment. And that, at this level of football, a lot of the time is what it comes down to. Who can seize the moment? You know, a game's 90 minutes long. There'll be a bit of cat and mouse at certain stages of it. But when those moments come, you have to be ready for them. And you have to dig in. Like, I use a phrase to this, to my squads all the time. We have to go to war all the time. We have to sometimes, like, you get games and you can be absolutely brilliant. You can play free-flowing football for 90 minutes and you sort of win 4-0. But there's other days where you have to roll the sleeves up. You dig deep, you work hard, you go to the trenches. And in this final, we might have to do both, or we might have to do one or the other. And we have to be ready to do what it takes to win the game.
And tell me, in terms of homework on the opposition, this turn your side, like, what do you know about them?
Well, we know, first of all, and it goes without saying, they're in a national final, they're a damn good side. Like, they're a side probably very much like ourselves in that, you know, they weren't sort of at the stage in the last couple of years. You know, they've been knocking on the door. They've been steadily improving. They've got a great squad of players that we know we're going to be in a battle, you know. But myself and Bosco have done a lot of homework on them. But I think it's important as well that we don't get bogged down in the homework in terms of counteracting what they... Because we ourselves have to play to our strengths. And we have a lot of good footballers in that dressing room that can cause problems for any team as well. So it's a balancing act now in terms of how much of that, you know, we use and put into practice. Careful as well not to put sort of too much shackles on our own girls. And we let them go and express themselves.
So, I mean, have you identified a number of players in their team as a sort of the dangerous player, the cog in the wheel that could produce something? You know, do you adjust your tactics to zone in on that?
Yeah, you adjust them, I suppose, somewhat. You know, you look at your personnel and you look, you know, we've identified two or three areas where they can really cause us problems. And you have to be mindful of that. You know, we wouldn't be doing our jobs right if we didn't do that. But as I said, at the same time, the main focus has to be on ourselves. You know, of course, we have identified two or three very, very strong personnel that they have. They're a team that's seriously well set up, seriously well coached. But we believe that we have the tools in our locker that can counteract that.